Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Arlene Wood. How are you, Arlene?
Very good. How about you?
Doing good, thank you. Glad to have you on the show. Always interesting things when you come to visit us, because there's always something interesting going on with the library, isn't there?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and this one, no exception. We're talking Gone with the Wind, aren't we?
Yes, Gone with the Wind, that very famous film from 75 years old.
Man, yeah. 1939, I think, was the year for that, wasn't it?
Yes. A very popular Hollywood year. A lot of competition at that time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And what's amazing is a lot of people have probably seen the movie and maybe not even known that there was a very popular book before that.
I know. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning book, and Hollywood got it and did what they do and made this great movie that still resonates with people.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's based on, the Civil War era there, and Margaret Mitchell was the author, and they're going to be doing a lot of stuff about that and Gone with the Wind. You guys have a big presentation coming up.
Yes, we have Kathleen Marcaccio is an expert on Gone with the Wind, Margaret Mitchell, and the Hollywood film, has collected memorabilia over the years, and she's a Michigan, very close ties with Michigan.
Oh, okay.
She went to Wayne State. She works as a friend of the Royal Oak Library, works in Yes Detroit, so a passionate historian and recognized as such.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so what a coup to have her come into town.
Yeah, it should be really interesting, and other programs she has done we've heard about through our library world.
Yeah.
She's very popular. It's a fun-filled evening. She brings her memorabilia, displays it, and she is basically an expert on everything Gone with the Wind.
You know, I always wonder, and it would be something to ask, for this event, is how you get involved with that? How do you even start doing that? You know, everybody has their favorite movies, but mm-hmm. who would think to take it to that next step like mm-hmm. that?
I know she has a passion for history, really
yeah.
involved with historical aspects down in Detroit, and she actually works for Gage Learning, which is a company that is a publishing company in Farmington.
Mm, okay.
It's international now.
Yeah.
So she's always been down in that area, and I think it's just this hit her in her heart, and she was able to just surround herself with that and other historical
From that era. Yeah, exactly.
They do ask her to speak at like Civil War roundtables, and she spoke at Clark Gable's 100th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
So she's very well known in that field.
All right. Now, where is she going to be and when? When is she coming to town?
She is going to be at the Augray Community Library in Augray on Wednesday, September 2nd at 6 p.m.
Okay. So that's not that far away.
No, it's not. It came
wow.
up really quick. We heard it was a good program. We said, well, the librarian there, we sent it out to our librarians, and she said she thought it would be a good program for Augray. So we said, good, we'll go ahead and pursue this.
Very nice. Wednesday, September 2nd, 6 p.m., and that'll be at the Augray Community Library, right?
Yes, at the Augray Community Library. It's free and open to the public.
Good. Okay.
So just come and relax
yeah.
and chat about movies and Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, that's so cool. There'll be some refreshments too.
Yes, mm-hmm. we always feed people.
Yeah, you do. You do a wonderful job of that. Like I said, it's just one of the many great programs that you guys put on. And this one, well, if you can't connect that to the library, I don't know what you could connect to a library.
I know,
right?
We do have two copies of Gone with the Wind in the collection. Of course, you can order the DVD through our interlibrary loan, and we also have another book on Margaret Mitchell and how the whole process happened of writing the book and making the movie. So those are available with your library card.
Wow, all right. And I'm one of those rare people who read the book but have never seen the movie.
Oh, it's on the TV a lot
it
right
is.
Now because of the 75th anniversary. They're
yeah.
playing it. So,
but you know what? The movie is so long. You know,
because
you sit.
Almost 4 hours?
Even when there's no commercials in it, it takes forever to get through the movie. So I never find myself to have that much time.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to watch it. But I did read the book when I was younger, because
mm-hmm.
I consider myself kind of a Civil War buff. So you kind of have to read the book. But I've not seen the movie. So
you can order it from the library and you can just sit at home.
I may have to do that. I've got my local branch right there in Oscoda,
yeah,
the Parks
start
Library.
Stop there. It.
Very good. That's how you watch it go. But it should be great. It's Kathleen, is it Marcaccio?
I think it's Marcaccio.
Marcaccio, all right.
Yes.
Again, that's Wednesday, September 2nd, 6 p.m., Augray Community Library there. You can't miss the library there in downtown, right?
It's It's like a block off 23.
You'll find the signs for it.
Yes.
But I like it. It's called Everything Margaret Mitchell and Gone with the Wind with Kathleen there. Now, if they want more information about that or anything else the library has, Arlene, how do they get more info?
They can call the library, which is 989-362-2651, or they can go to our website, which is www.ioscoairnaclibrary.org.
Very good. Arlene Wood from the Iosco-Aranac District Library, we appreciate your time today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks for having me.